Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, it is Friday. Is that good?
You know, I hope so. It's been a long week.
It has been a long week. It's been mentally
and physically.
Mm-hmm. Literally. I mean, it's just like, okay, what time are you up this morning? 6:45?
Yeah.
Kicking it?
Yes, and yes, then I was sick last night.
Yeah, and tax season's coming up.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so we got to go through all that garbage, right?
Ooh.
But we got to get to the other side, and we'll do it. And so anyways, friends, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty.
Isn't like Minnesota talk, like, yeah. Don't you know?
Well, that's what some people say. But
Canadian.
Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, we have none other than Stephanie Joy. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got some great stuff out there today, friends. I'm going to play this piece for you in just a couple minutes after the first break. But we found blasphemy. And interestingly enough, just yesterday we were talking about how our founders required an oath to include So Help Me God. We were going to do it the day before that, but it just got pushed back because we had a Holy Ghost time. We was having church up in here the day before, so we took it on yesterday. And interestingly enough, somebody sends this to me, and again, it's a city council meeting praising Satan and Allah. And exclusively yours on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just to show you how far a reprobate will go. We'll explain that right after the first break. But friends, we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, Sheriff Joe Arpaio draws first blood against Obama's executive amnesty. In other words, it's unlawful and it's unconstitutional. And I think everybody in America, for the most part, knows that. So America, take responsibility and deal with the issues at hand. And don't stand back and watch Joe do what everybody should be doing together. We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com a bombshell report proves Obama DOJ, Department of Justice, we can rightly call it the Department of Injustice, as Clinton's administration tried and true around the criminal that's in the White House right now. But they were involved in IRS targeting of conservatives, do you think?
Duh.
I mean, hello.
Seriously.
Yeah, let's wake up to that one, friends.
Yes.
We also got revocation once again recommended for abortionist Ann Christine Niehaus that cannot be rehabilitated. Folks, these abortionists are nothing short of a bunch of murderers, and they need to be dealt with legally. There is no right given unto us by God to violate his law and sanction the murder of the innocent in the wombs. And interestingly enough, people make thousands and millions of dollars, actually thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions of dollars every year murdering the innocent in the womb. But we already know what the Planned Parenthood is about. We already know what these organizations are about. They're aimed at eradicating the black race in the Hispanic race, but yet that's their supported groups that actually support what they do. And I say this to my friends, and of course it's a small population that are doing this, but to my black friends and my Hispanic friends out there, I just want to let you know you're you're being played as a stooge in their hands if you are falling for what this, again, criminal administration is doing and what they're advocating. Obama's tortured use of scripture demonstrate the devil that he is. Brand new column by our friend Daniel Otz. We also have how is godlessness working out for you, America? Check that one out again on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, friends, public schools to 13-year-olds, you can have sex and choose your gender. Why are they spending so much time trying to demoralize this nation, friends? Because they want to be your daddy.
Generations that are younger.
That's exactly right. They want to enslave them. And one more. Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber, this clown is out there again. Abortion is a social good which gets rid of marginal children. Now, it's interesting that he would say that because this is what I say back to Mr. Jonathan Gruber. You first, since it's such a social good, let's abort you first and foremost. But it's a good thing that your mommy and your daddy obeyed the laws that God gave, right? Thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
And isn't it interesting? These jokers are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb, but they've already been born. You know, and friends, for those that didn't know, we've done high schools across this country in 24 different states, 350 to be exact. And in the process of that, I've had one student come up to me and say, Bradley, I have a problem with the issue of abortion. And I looked at her and I said, well, it's a good thing your mama didn't. There's no debate. There's nothing to talk about. It comes back to common sense. But again, friends, check these articles out. Oh, by the way, we got a 10-year-old that just did an article, too, called America, You Never Lost the Right to Bear Arms. He always starts his letters out with, today we are going to talk about the right to bear arms, or whatever the topic may be.
Right.
Check that out as well, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And this is something I've been talking about for a long time. There's an army chaplain who is refusing to be censored on the Bible. We're also seeing in the natural Sheriff Joe Arpaio standing up against this administration. We're beginning to see lawful resistance against a rebellious government. And I'm talking about lawless governments across the boards. I told you that this was coming. I knew it was coming. And it's really good to see that the church is beginning to be what they're called to be in the hand of God.
Yeah, the church.
And that is a weapon of war because they understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against what God ordains, namely the revelation bestowed upon the rock. I'll explain that to you if you'd like to give us a call. Friends, if you'd like to check me out online, Bradley Dean Double E. Also go over to Facebook Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook Sons of Liberty Media, Facebook Bradley Dean Double E, and then you can go to my Twitter account as well, which is
Bradley Dean One.
I believe that we got about 190,000 friends, including Twitter right now. You're really close to hitting that 30,000 mark, Chase. So we appreciate that. And friends, we thank you for the interaction. We thank you for the care that you have for your own country. And again, we can do this together. It is we, the people, not them all by themselves leading the white. No. The only one that stands alone is the Christ. And keep in mind, the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. And friends, when we get back under that banner again, we're going to gain back what has been taken away, because it doesn't take a whole lot, friends. We just need to deal with the crime that's in front of us by magnifying God's moral law against their crimes to establish judgment, to establish righteousness, to establish peace. And that's where we're at. And by the way, patriot, again, defined out, meaning this, to uphold dying law. So real patriots are out there fighting to uphold the Constitutional Republic, which is predicated on none other than God's moral word, his law. That's why it's the Mosaic Institution. So anyways, right after this break, what we're going to do is we're going to come back and we're going to play this piece where the city council meeting opens. It commences with a reprobate, sodomite, homosexual. And folks, this is, to say the least, very shocking and very weird. The mayor and the commissioner stood up and walked out.
Amen.
They shouldn't have stood up and walked out. They should have kicked him out.
That's true.
We'll play that right when we get back. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Of course, guys, I was kidding when I said, yeah, boy. That's like
really?
That Joker from the 90s that had the big clock around his neck and he had these big white eyeballs. It's like, yikes. Scary. Folks, yesterday, did you want to say something, by the way? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And can you tell us why that may be, Stephanie?
Well, the reason why that is because we want to make sure that we have the mind of Christ. We want to make sure that we have the heart of God and that we are always pressing forward, spiritually speaking. I will say one thing and then I'll let you go.
Just one.
Just one.
Because I know what you do after you say that one thing.
Maybe I should say one.
Then you say just one more thing.
It's like
a preacher when he says he's almost done. You know what that means, right, friends?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Thank you. Okay, one quote by Benjamin Franklin. We're talking about our duty and we can do this thing together. Benjamin Franklin said, work as if you were to live 100 years and pray as if you were to die tomorrow.
Yep.
So faith and works together. We pray about what we do. Yes, of course. We don't pray and sit in our houses and do nothing.
Right.
We actually put feet to our prayers and we go out there and seek and save that which is lost. So make sure that
faith without works is dead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're not just praying, you're out there doing, and you're not just out there doing, but you're also praying. They go hand in glove.
Yeah.
That was one thing.
Is that why Jesus rebuked people for saying you honor me with your lips and yet your hearts are far from me?
Yeah, I think lots of people profess themselves to be Christians, but in works they deny the Lord. They say they're Christians.
Totally.
They just because they go to a church on Sunday morning, that doesn't make you a Christian. Just because, you know, I park myself in a garage doesn't make me a car. What makes you a Christian is that you're walking Christ-like.
No. What did you say now?
It's just because I park myself in a garage doesn't make me a car.
Oh, okay. I wanted to make sure you got the garage part in there.
Yeah. So the point is.
I didn't hear that.
That's fine. Just because that you say you're a Christian doesn't mean that you are. You know a man by his fruits. The fruit of a converted heart is holiness, purity, and doing that which God has called you to do, which is seek and save that which is
lost. I can give you the perfect scripture, Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. There's no fruit on their tree.
That's right.
Being abominable indomitable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. And that means they have no sense of right and wrong, no sense of judgment. That means God's hand is not upon them.
That's right.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're walking forward and your heart's converted unto the Lord, and you're not only hearers of the word, but you are doers of the word.
Not deceiving yourselves.
That's right.
All right, let's keep it in context there, sister. Are you done?
I'm done. I don't want to cut you off. I said one thing. I think we're good to go
okay.
on.
Yesterday, friends, we were talking about how our founders required an oath to include, so help me God. Why has the tradition in America been for oaths to end with, so help me God? The military's oath of enlistment ended with, so help me God. The commissioned officer's oath ended with, so help me God. President's oath of office ended, and still does, by the way, all of the above, ends with, so help me God. Congressman and senator's oaths ended with, and still continue on today, so help me God. Witnesses in court swore to tell the truth, so help me God. And why was that? Well, if I give you a little history, a little quick history here, friends, before I get to this video for you, the audio for you, this is just second to none as to what I'm going to play for you here. But there was a guy named President Ronald Reagan. Love him or hate him, okay? But he referred to in 1984, he said, without God there is no virtue because there is no prompting of the conscience. Exactly right. Okay. We also know by the fear of God, and the fear of God is hating evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. You can also, that's in Proverbs 8. You can also read in Proverbs 6 what it talks about in the fear of the Lord. But we also know that men depart from evil because of the fear of the Lord. It can either be filial or it can be diabolical. That's up to you. It depends on if you're a son or a slave. But in saying that, friends, listen again to what President Reagan said. Without God, there is no virtue because there's no prompting of the conscience. William Lynn, who unanimously elected as the first U.S. House chaplain in May 1st, 1789, she stated this. And by the way, these preachers are still there. These chaplains are still there, friends. You've never lost Article 1. You only could give it up or forfeit it, friends. You have to fight to maintain the rights that have been given unto you because we know that diligence is the price of liberty. Okay? Either way. But in saying that, again, listen to what this first House chaplain stated, William Lynn. Let my neighbor once persuaded himself that there is no God, and he will soon pick my pocket and break not only my leg, but my neck. If there be no God, there is no law, no future account. Government then is the ordinance of man only, and we cannot be subject for conscience sake. Isn't it interesting? I did a radio interview this morning on Chuck Morse's radio station across the land. And interestingly enough, he was talking about the atheist. And I told him the story about how, you know, atheists, there's no debate when you're dealing with these people. You just simply got to bring them back to who we are, regardless if they what they want to believe. They don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens is they stand in front of one. But interestingly enough, I said, keep in mind, everything the atheist predicates his discussion or his they're not facts, but his points that he tries to contrive out of nowhere, just like he exists out of nowhere, I guess. It's interesting that if there is no God, then everything is permissible. And isn't that exactly what dictatorships do? They have an issue with God. It's the oldest sin under the book, in the book. And what is that? Idolatry. They want to live their own way. They don't want to answer to God. Now, taking that back to who we are in our common law, which is based on the Mosaic Institution for us, now, it doesn't matter if they want to go out and kill or not. If they kill, they end up in jail. There is consequence for violating God's moral law. If they steal, it doesn't matter if they believe it or not. There's still law that's established in this country, and there's consequence to the violation of God's moral law. Thou shalt not steal. Exodus 20. It doesn't matter if he believes. There's still a consequence. And when it comes to the atheist, friends, you need to keep in mind, again, I shared a little bit of this with him this morning, Chuck Morse, on his radio show, that communism precedes atheism and atheism precedes communism. Folks, there's such a small portion of these clowns in this nation, but America's rolling over and allowing them to push their weight around, when in fact, if you look behind them, there's nothing behind them, because remember, they don't exist. You want to confuse an atheist, friends? Just ask him where he came from. He can't tell you that. But he can tell you what is legal and what is illegal in this country because God said, and regardless if he likes it or not, it still applies. Is that not true? And what happens when the atheist has his way? They give way to what? Dictatorship. Just ask Adolf Hitler. Just ask Mussolini. Just ask Stalin, Joseph Stalin, or Mao Zedong, or Pol Pot, or Meidi Men. Ask any of these guys. What do? They slaughter human beings. Why? Because there's no fear of God before their eyes. And they teach their people to do the same thing that they themselves do. But they expect to be God, and you better listen to what they say, because if you don't, they'll have you killed off too. Isn't that what you're seeing through a totalitarian system today, friends? Isn't that what you're seeing as you watch this administration peek its head through law because they won't be ruled by law? That's what happens. These demons, these devils, is really what they are. They begin to think that they themselves are God because the people allowed them to believe that they were God. They began to follow them as an antichrist, and that's exactly what they do, at length to their own demise. Now, I do want to say one more thing. You can study up Voltaire if you'd like to. He's the guy that said he was going to get rid of the 12 stinky fishermen that Jesus Christ led forth as the apostles. But it's interesting to note that when he was on his deathbed, friends, Voltaire, those that the atheists look to, they fail to look at the history and the end of this dummy who's burning in hell right now by his own motives, by his own choices. Interestingly enough, his housemaid watched Voltaire die. She said it was as if he was falling into the flames of hell. And it's interesting that Voltaire, the man that spent his whole life fighting and warring against God, the last thing he was asking for is, guess what, friends? A preacher. Did you know 50 years after he died, his house was being used to reproduce Bibles for the world to read? God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And so it is, friends. God will always get the last word in. And if you look at history, we talk about Hitler. We talk about Mussolini. We talk about Mao Zedong. What is their end, friends? Exactly what God said it would be. They rise up, they destroy their people, they destroy their countries, because the people allow them to do it. But our forefathers didn't allow a tyrant by the name of King George to do that. Because the tyrant King George would not be ruled by God, by God's law, and govern according to God's government, Exodus 18:21, they, along with 56 signers and less than 3% of the population, along with 13 colonies, stood up and said, no, you don't. Read the documentation, friends, called the Declaration of Independence. These are the guys, John Adams, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, that said, resistance towards tyrants is obedience to God. And that's exactly what the atheist and the homosexual and these other, these Planned Parenthood, these murderers would have. These environmentalists, friends. When you begin to take a look at these environmentalists, you better pay attention to who they are and what's behind them, friends, because they care more about Mother Earth, say they, than they do human life. They do. So why is it so important for you to understand that we're ruled by God? Because if you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no gray. And it reminds me of what Jesus said. Either you're hot or you're cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And that's exactly what we see happening in this country today. If you want to be lukewarm about it and do nothing about it, that's fine. The Lord's going to spew you out of his mouth, and you're going to wish you had when you had the time to do it. But we're going to come back, friends, and I'm going to keep leading up to this video. It's a 3-minute and 5-second video where a reprobate sodomite gets up and gives a prayer to Satan and Allah in Florida. It's going to blow you away. It really is. It's hideous. It's ridiculous. It's wow. Sons of Liberty Media.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Anytime you'd like to jump in and you're indignant about what's going on here, give me a call. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We were just talking about atheists and speaking of dictators, and we were talking about some of the dictators, the Stalins, the Mao Zedongs, the Hitlers, the Mussolinis. Did you know that, as a matter of fact, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, I mean, folks, how this guy got one over on the people in Italy during the day, I have no idea. But when I look at Barack Hussein Obama, I say the joke's on America just like it was on Italy. Because the pride, the narcissism is second to none. But this dummy, in this particular case, and this dummy in the White House right now, by the way, he's on the same road, and you can rest assured, don't mark my words, mark the word of God, that he is not mocked. But Italian dictator Benito Mussolini said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Did you know that many years later, God did accommodate Mussolini and his mistress when they were condemned to death? Mussolini said, let me save my life and I will give you an empire, then began shouting, no, no. They were both executed along with main members of his cabinet on April 29th, 1945. Their bodies were savagely beaten, then hung upside down at Esso gas station in the Plaza Loreto in Milan.
Yeah, Milan.
So, Milan, sorry.
Yep.
Interestingly enough, he found out that God was there and right. that God is not mocked. Now, is that the end that God has an aim or what he desires for men? Absolutely not. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But if you're going to be obstinate towards God's mercy that he showed through Jesus Christ for dying and for dying on the cross, on Calvary, for the sins of the world, then you know what? Either you're going to live for the blood or you're going to be condemned by the blood. There's no in-between. So I guess enough of the atheists, but I had to prove that point because, folks, you know what? We should do a whole show on that tomorrow, as I said right before the last break. Yeah. I love that stuff because people think, well, you know, if you go ahead and touch God's anointed and you go ahead and war against the church, nothing ever happens. Well, apparently, friends, you don't know what God means when he says, touch not mine anointed, because there is a history of don't touch mine anointed. And we'll talk about that tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Yeah. We'll hit up on that.
And it's interesting to note, too, is that people can learn from history. I mean, we see the fruit of tyrants. We see what tyrants do. We see how they operate. But then when we see that in our own time, people say, oh, this is America. It could never happen here. Well, we need to understand and actually learn from history. Rather than talking about it, let's reflect and say, hey, look at the fruit of what led up to this tyrant.
Yeah.
And then we
Same
see
thing
the fruit
you're
of,
seeing today.
Exactly. What's leading up to this tyrant. So we can actually deal with the problem so we don't end up like some of these people who did, you know, were under the dictatorships of Mao Zedong, you know,
yep.
You name your dictator.
Got it. Now, what we were talking about again, friends, is why our founders required an oath to include, so help me God. I want to go back to that quote one more time, okay? And then I want to jump over to Benjamin Franklin. Listen carefully, okay? Let my neighbor once persuaded himself that there is no God. He said, once he persuades himself that there is no God, he said that soon he will pick my pocket and break not only my leg, but my neck. Hello, friends. If there be no God, there is no law. I can take that to Obamacare, friends. I can take that to the death panels. Friends, I mean, this is just second to none. It's right here. If there be no God, there is no law. What is he doing? He is leading because he thinks he's law through all these unlawful, unconstitutional executive orders. If there be no God, said William Lynn, then there is no law. If there's no future account, government then is an ordinance of man only, and we cannot be subject for conscience sake. Nope. It's better to obey God than man. Now, going over to Benjamin Franklin. Yes, I said Benjamin Franklin, who wrote to Yale President Ezra Stiles, March 9th, 1790. He said, the soul of man is immortal, and we will be treated with justice in another life, respecting its conduct in this. Exactly right.
Yep.
It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And I want to say to all the religions in the world, okay, that refuse to submit themselves to the Christ, I want you to understand this. All roads lead to the judgment seat of the captain of my salvation, the line of the tribe of Judah. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Like it or not. Okay, just for the record, go ahead and blow that one out there in the wind for me, friends. Did you hear what he said, Benjamin Franklin? The soul of man is immortal, and we will be treated with justice in another life, respecting its conduct in this. If you study out a little bit of the life of John Adams, the second president of the United States, interestingly enough, what motivated him to do all that he did was the fear of God. His love for God. And keep in mind, they sat under thousands and thousands of Puritan preachers. And I'm talking about their sermons. They had a fear of God. They departed from evil. And isn't it interesting, going to our forefathers, our founding forefathers, how everybody talks about, oh, they were this, they were that, and the other thing. Really? What's the fruit of our founding forefathers? What's the fruit of our founding forefathers? The Christian religion. Wait, I thought you said that they were this, they were that, they were the other thing. Well, they were deists, they were Masons, they were this. As I said, they were that, and they were the other thing. No. Really, friends? Why do they always use the name of Christ? The year of our Lord, Christ, 1802. Wasn't that Thomas Jefferson? Yeah. Has anybody taken the time to read George Washington's farewell address? Hey, folks, just because modern man perverts the history of who they are, I want to let you know that history is still there for you to see exactly who's doing the perverting. And it's not our forefathers. It's the revisionists. It's the atheists. It's the homosexuals. It's the abortionists. It's this criminal administration. If Americans would do their due diligence, they'd know exactly what their foundation is and who their God is. John Adams to Judge F.A. Van de Kamp, December 27th, 1816. He said, "Let it once be revealed or demonstrated that there is no future state, and my advice to every man, woman, and child would be, as our existence would be in our own power, to take opium. For I am certain there is nothing in this world worth living for but hope, and every hope will fail us if the last hope, that of a future state, is extinguished." In other words, there has to be a future. They knew this.
What is your point of your life on this earth if you're not living for a higher power, if you're not living for Jesus Christ himself? What is your point? What is your purpose?
There isn't one. That's why kids are committing suicide like crazy today.
Yep.
Because people aren't laying it out for them. They're not showing them that straight and narrow and difficult is the way. No, they're teaching them wide and broad and this, that, and the other thing. And God has a wonderful plan for your life. No, that's what the enemy offers. Remember, he's the one that said, if you just bow down and worship me, I'll give all of this to you.
Yes.
Wait a second. But the Lord doesn't say that. He said, those that don't work, neither shall they eat. So what do we teach our kids? You know what I mean? It contradicts itself all the way up.
Yeah, if you look at the
every
way of the
step,
world.
And if people would just read the Word of God, you can, you know the FBI, you know how they actually expose counterfeit dollars? They study the real ones.
Yep, makes sense.
It totally makes sense. Friends, read your founding documents. Read the Word of God first and foremost. I'm going to make one more point, and I'm going to play this video, audio, for you. John Adams wrote in a proclamation of humiliation, fasting, and prayer, March 6, 1799. He said, "No truth is more clearly taught in the volume of inspiration than acknowledgement of a supreme being and the accountableness of men to him as the searcher of hearts and righteous distributor of rewards and punishment."
Amen.
Boy, that doesn't sound like a deist to me.
Not even close.
That doesn't sound like a Mason to me. Puts a big clown uniform on. Starts chanting weird stuff. I mean, folks, come on, let's think about this. You got a bunch of fear mongers out there telling you this, that, and the other thing. When in fact, friends, we're not that. Man, I'll tell you what, it's interesting. Kids that are adopted out, they want to know who their real parents is. There's an instinctive want in them to know who their real parents are. And so is it for every man, woman, and child on this planet. They want to know who their real father is. Well, he's right there. You just got to find and seek and search him out. He said in Jeremiah 29:13, he said, "If you seek me with your whole heart, you shall find me." And Scripture tells us in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you." He's there. He's the way, the truth, and the life. But if you hate the truth like a criminal hates a cop, you're never going to find him. And you're never going to find him because really for what it comes down to, friends, is you don't want to find him. Remember, he said, "Straight and narrow and difficult is the way." And rest assured, friends, it's just that. If anybody pulls the cross away from you, let them be accursed, said Paul. Paul's the one that said, "God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. And the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that believe it is the power of God unto salvation." Hallelujah. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be standing up saying, "Bring it down, Brother Dean." I better start playing this video because if I don't, some people are going to be angry with me. And I did not do this on purpose. My mama always told me, "Bradley, you have the gift of gab." Is that true?
I think that's probably true.
I think Sam's got the gift of gab more than I do, though.
I think that's probably true.
Like tenfold.
Yeah, and you know when he starts talking is like supper time. You know, you're trying
every
to chew,
time we eat, yep.
Eat your food. He's like, "Oh, da 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 da." It's like, okay, Wesley Rule, because John Wesley at their family dinner.
Okay, explain Wesley Rule.
Wesley Rule is John Wesley at their family dinner. They had all these children. They could not speak during dinner.
25 kids.
That's right. If they wanted something, they had to ask the housemaid basically to come over and whisper in her ear what they needed. It wasn't like gab time. It was like, no, let's be quiet and eat our food.
Isn't that the purpose of actually sitting down at the table?
I think so.
And going out to dinners to eat your food?
I think so.
I can't stand it when you go out and all of a sudden you get your food and they start talking. It's like, dude, do you see that we came here because this is going to cost us some money, so we better eat up, right?
Right.
And how do you say that in a nice way?
Well, let's eat, eat before we get our food. I mean, I'm sorry, talk before we get our food. You know, let's eat our food. Let's talk after we get our food. We don't need to be chowing with a bunch of food in our mouth. Let's do what we came here to do.
Okay. When we come back, I'm going to play this 3-minute...
Minute. It's all right. Miniot. I mean, it could be like miniot in
it's
some
like
foreign
a form,
country.
That's what I was just going to say.
Like miniot.
Can you help
like,
me dig me out of this one real quick?
You know, eastern Zimbabwean
yes.
country. They
We're
going to
play this video
way.
At a city council in Florida where he praises Satan and Allah, the sodomite. I promise we'll play it right when we get back. I want to go off course just real quick. Whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. Guess who said that, friends? Ready for this? Ben Franklin. No, that's not what I heard. I know, that's why you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. For the sake of keeping my word here, here's a city council meeting. I want you to listen carefully. It's about 3 minutes and 5 seconds. And without capping on the individual, I wish I would have been there. I really wish I would have been there. I would have stood up right off the bat. Here, I'll let you hear it, friends. Here we go. You ready for this?
Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell. Commissioner Crystal Remick Boyd.
Here.
Commissioner Andy Amoroso.
Here.
Commissioner John Cerity.
Present.
If everyone would please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
Here we go. Okay, what's happening, friends, is people are standing up and walking out.
duly noted.
And then this sodomite said duly noted.
Our collective atheism, which is to say loving empathy, scientific evidence, and critical thinking, leads us to believe that we can create a better, more equal community without religious divisions. May we pray together. Mother Earth, we gather today in your redeeming and glorious presence to invoke your eternal guidance in the universe, the original creator of all things. May the efforts of this council blend the righteousness of Allah with the all-knowing wisdom of Satan. May Zeus, the great god of justice, grant us strength tonight. Jesus might forgive our shortcomings, while Buddha enlightens us through his divine affection. We praise you, Krishna, for the sanguine sacrifice that freed us all. After all, if Almighty Thor is with us, who can ever be against us? And finally, for the bounty of logic, reason, and science, we simply thank the atheists, agnostics, humanists, who now account for 1 in 5 Americans.
Baloney.
And growing rapidly.
Baloney.
In closing, let us, above all, love one another, not to obtain mythical rewards for ourselves now, hereafter, or based on superstitious threats of eternal damnation.
Is this incredible?
But rather, embrace secular-based principles of morality and do good, for goodness sake. And so we pray, so what?
He's a sick-minded... Listen to this guy.
What a sicko.
Well, what's even worse, folks, then they turned around. Listen.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, friends, I want you to understand.
Okay, agenda.
That is a blatant attack on everything that you are, and it could have come from nobody better than who it was.
That was a sodomite. That was probably
the... And it proves the point to a T as to who they are at war with.
Yeah.
1 in 5? See how they love to embellish numbers, friends? He's completely mistaken. He is lying to the American people. Did you notice how he took the time to emphasize the atheist and the agnostic?
And Mother Earth.
And Mother Earth. Yeah. And Zeus and Buddha and Allah Thor. And even Satan and Thor, friends. This is called mockery. Now, some people are rejoicing because the mayor and the commissioner and several others stood up and walked out. Notice this sodomite said to him, to them that walked out, duly noted, as if he was threatening them for walking out during his whatever you want, his garbage is really what it comes down to, friends. His mockery. Because, folks, it really comes down to this. Blasphemy. This was blasphemy. And there is blasphemy laws. And guess what? He transgressed the lines. He gave the finger to everybody in that room because he could. You want to know why he could? Because the American people stood down when they should have stood up. As did the mayor and the commissioner stand up and walk out rather than turn around and walk in their authority and say, you are not going to blaspheme the God that we just prayed to. They just said the Pledge of Allegiance right after this clown got done with his blasphemy.
Yep.
This is incredible, friends.
Yeah, that was...
And here we are. And where's the outcry? Hey, friends, where's the outcry? I invoke the name of Jesus Christ when I gave a prayer at the Capitol of the state of Minnesota. The homosexuals, the radical homosexuals attacked me harder than anybody did. There was big uproar. The state-controlled media was right behind it. Where's the uproar, America? Why do they do what they do? Because the American people do nothing about it. They let them do what they do. They encourage them to continue in their tyrannical ways. And guess what? They will and they do.
Yeah, that was like the sickest prayer I have ever heard in my entire life.
That's not a prayer. That's blasphemy.
Yeah. Yes, blasphemy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the guy, I'll say new words yeah, here, right? And well, then all of a sudden I'll catch myself.
But what I'm saying is that he's supposed to come in and be saying a prayer. But instead of saying a prayer, an invocation, that is a prayer. He comes in and speaks forth blasphemy instead. And you're exactly right. When you did the prayer that rocked the Capitol, honoring our veterans, honoring our Constitution, and praying in Jesus' name, the God who gave us liberty, 15 minutes after you walked out the door, we had 2,000 outlets across the nation spreading it like it was the worst thing in the world that could have possibly ever happened. Here we have a guy come up, a sodomite, standing up and thanking Zeus and Thor and
everybody
Mother Earth
but
and
God.
Satan and the Gnostics. Actually, blaspheming God. Oh, Jesus might forgive
us. Well, I want to tell you why it's blasphemy, because those that represent we the people, they put their hand on the Bible, and we've been talking about oaths for the last couple days. Well, they swear an oath to God and to man with their hand on the Bible.
Right.
Well, he just contradicted everything that we are. That's why it's blasphemy.
Right.
Okay. He had no business there whatsoever. But again, America, if you'd like to check out this video, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's on the major scroll right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's called Florida City Council Meeting Opens with Invocation to Satan and Allah. Mayor and Commissioner walk out. Which, again, friends, don't rejoice over that. They should have stood up.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to say, too, for those of you that are listening, maybe you've just tuned into the Sons of Liberty for the first time. Maybe you're not familiar with us. In fact, I was talking to a lady from Arizona, and she said, "You've been out there for 12 years. Where have you been?" It was her first affiliation with who we are as a ministry. If you say, "I appreciate the truth that you guys bring forth," it's black and white. It's not gray. It's in your face. It's not dancing around the issues. It's hitting the issues straight on. You're not going to find a lot of ministries that are willing to do that and take the heat for it, point blank being honest. But those of you that say, "Listen, I want to support what you guys do because I appreciate the fact that when I listen, I feel like I'm going to church." It's the things that your pastor should be saying every week from the pulpit. For those of you that can support us, we would greatly appreciate your support. Many of you are thinking of doing year-end donations as we come down to the end of 2014. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation online, or you can become a son or daughter of Liberty. It's a great thing to consider, especially coming up here with the turn of the new year in 2015. What a son or daughter of Liberty is a person who donates every month consistently so we can have a foundational kind of platform to catapult from to go and seek and save that which is lost. Next year, we already have plans to be in Minnesota, Wisconsin, South Carolina, Virginia. We are moving forward, but we cannot do this without your support. Also, for those of you that say Christmas is coming up, rather than giving gifts this year that people are going to play with for a day or two or throw away, give them the gift of truth. Some of you say, "Well, how do I reach my unsaved relatives and how do I reach my coworkers?" Grab some things at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com website. There's books in there. There's testimonial books. There's comic book, DVDs, CDs, shirts, T-shirts, hats. I mean, there's all sorts of things for you to say, "Listen, I'm going to give the gift of Christ." Especially Bradley's testimonial booklets are a nice thing to give out to coworkers.
Dove Television as well.
Also, Dove TV is continuously airing the My War documentary series that plays every prime time, every Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So please check that out and adjust your clock to where
what
your time zone
is.
The Dove TV is airing My War documentary series, and what that is, the five-part documentary series that takes you into the 350 public high schools we've done across this nation. It exposes what's going on in public schools, but not only that, we hit the foundations of our country, our founding forefathers. There's music videos. We talk about antidepressants. We talk about drugs, alcohol. You name it. We hit a plethora of issues. It's always changing topics about every 7 minutes or so, but dealing with new things, it's kind of like one of those things.
Seven seconds.
Yeah, kind of like one of those things that every household in America needs to have. And once you have the DVD set, you can do house meetings, playing for your church, your youth group, your school, your university campus, wherever. And also highlighting one final thing, our product of the week this week is Noah Webster's Advice to the Young. If you've got young people in your life, especially during the Christmas season, this is a perfect book. It's a paperback, not too long. It gives you the principles such as honesty, generosity, gratitude, and more. And what better for this generation who is so unthankful in many cases for all the freedoms it's been given. So it's a paperback, 53
not
pages.
Not for free, though.
That's right. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's a $7 donation. And actually, since already such a great deal, instead of getting 25% off, which our monthly sponsors do, you get a free You Can Run International Baseball cap with your order.
Thank you for joining
Check
Sons,
it out.
sonsoflibertymedia.com. You got Bradley and Stephanie, First Down 318. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. He extracted that from none other than Jesus. Jesus Christ himself. We'll talk to you for 2 hours tomorrow. Let's talk about dictators, friends.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.